Got something to say. Brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And ServPro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say.
And welcome to the show. It's Ray Gustafson here on Got Something to Say. And someone who's no stranger to the microphone, Joelle Regovich from the Southwest Michigan Symphony Orchestra. Hi, Joelle.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. And every time you come in, it seems like the last time you were here, you told me about, what was it, Southwest Michigan Symphony Orchestra Presents?
Correct.
The most recent one. And I'm like, well, geez, how is she going to top this the next time she comes in? And so we want to talk about the next performance coming up called The Dukes of Dixieland. I'm really excited about it. But tell me briefly about the Symphony Orchestra in case somebody listening isn't quite familiar or maybe hasn't been to a performance for a long time. Give me just a little background on
that.
Sure,
yeah. So briefly, the Southwest Michigan Symphony Orchestra is a local professional orchestra in Southwest Michigan. This is our 67th year, and we have performers from all over the tri-state region come to various venues in Southwest Michigan and put on great performances for you guys.
And I can attest to that. I have been to many of them myself. Typically, performances at the Mendel Center
The Mendel Center, the Howard Performing Arts Center are a majority of our shows.
Absolutely. So, and you've been involved for how long?
For over 10 years.
10 years
long
now.
Time.
And you started off as doing what with the orchestra?
So I have been working with their education programs for a long time. They have a youth orchestra, and I've been actively involved with that.
Okay. So coming up on February 9th, we have something called The Dukes of Dixieland. And just the name itself kind of gives you an idea of, you know, what the performance is going to be about. So briefly fill me in. And then we've got somebody on the phone here that we're going to talk to. We'll just say associated with The Dukes of Dixieland here. So fill me in a little about the performance and then introduce our guest.
Yeah. So it's coming up Saturday, February 9th at 7:30 p.m. And it's in Grand Upton Hall at Lake Michigan College. So it will be kind of a different environment. We're going to have people sitting at tables.
Oh.
And the orchestra and the Dukes of Dixieland will be playing together. It'll be more casual. There'll be a bar available throughout the night, some light snacks. So, you know, it's just a more casual, fun night.
Okay.
And we're so excited to have the Dukes of Dixieland play. They're a lively, upbeat, entertaining group. And so it's just a nice, fun February night.
Have you ever performed with them in the past? Or is this the first time you've done something like this?
Yeah, that's the first time with the Dukes. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. And so I'm so excited. We have Kevin Ray Clark joining us on the phone to talk about the band.
How you doing, Kevin?
Hey, I'm great. That's a good intro.
Yeah, so I'm so glad that you could join us, and I'm so envious that you're someplace warm right now because you're in New Orleans, right?
I am in New Orleans.
Yeah, yeah, and we're not going to talk about sitting in your pajamas or anything like that, but and embarrass you. So tell me about the.
Well, actually, we have like a little heat wave. It's in the 70s today,
wow.
But it's supposed to drop down and get really cold tomorrow into the 40s.
Oh, in the 40s is really cold, Joelle.
That's going to be epic for you guys. Yeah,
I know. So I almost feel sorry for you there. But so tell me about Dukes of Dixieland. Kind of give me the history of you guys.
Well, the band, the current band was reformed in 1974 by our management and John Shute. And we've continued on. We perform on a riverboat nightly on a riverboat in Natchez going into our 26th year of continuous performances. It's right there in the French Quarter on the Mississippi River. We do a dinner cruise up and down the river, and from 6 to 9 nightly. And then we'd also do tour dates and play with symphony orchestras, do pops concerts. And this one sounds very interesting. With the diners and everything, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. So what? So you have almost a nightly performance. You said.
Yeah, we perform nightly. We're going into a little layout. The band it's a little vacation around this time of year because the riverboat goes in and has maintenance done.
Okay.
Problems that existed throughout the year, and then we'll start back up around. Before Valentine's Day,
Okay. And so so you got a little break from doing that. So this gives you the perfect opportunity for you to travel around and do things. Where have been some outside of New Orleans, where have been some other places and some other things that events that you've performed at around the country?
Well, we've been all over the world. I guess some of the extremes of Brazil and Cancun Jazz Festival and Turkey, and played with a lot of symphony orchestras, including Cincinnati Pops and Boston Pops in New York. Symphony in Buffalo, let's say. I could go on and on. There's a lot of those. And when you're talking about the seating, it reminded me of Symphony Hall there in Boston, where they have seating kind of like what you're describing. It's more casual, but you're, of course, in a beautiful hall there. And we also do recordings. Usually we do one recording a year of the band. And so we've got a lot of different recordings available that are out there also. But, we've been all over the place. Ecuador, Chile, Hawaii, Germany, Helsinki, I can go on.
Right. Yeah.
Wow.
It's a privilege to bring you to Southwest Michigan here coming up on February 9th. If you're just tuning in, we're talking with Joel Regovich with the Southwest Michigan Symphony Orchestra and Kevin Ray Clark, band leader for the Dukes of Dixieland. They're going to be doing a performance coming up on February 9th, and we'll give you the times and the details and ticket information here in a couple of minutes. So you said, what year did you guys start the band come together?
1974. There was also a band before us, but we're not affiliated with them. They have the same name, the Dukes of Dixieland, and our band started in 1974.
So you guys started when you were like in elementary school, then, right? I'm trying to prop you up here a little bit.
I'm like the coolest trumpet player with the band, and I've been with the band the longest. When I joined, I was the youngest guy, and now I'm the oldest guy. I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, right.
But it happens to the best of us, you know.
Well, speaking of the band, speaking of the band, tell us about the band and who they are and what they do.
Yeah, the closest member we have that's not from New Orleans to you is our piano player, Joe Kennedy, is from Racine, Wisconsin. And then we have our clarinet woodwind player and vocalist is Owen Callahan. He's from Boston. And then Dave Mahoney is our drummer from New Orleans. And Wes Anderson plays trombone. And he's also from New Orleans. And we have a new bass player that joined us this last year named J.D. Haney, and J.D. is from St. Louis, and I hail from Orlando, Florida, but I moved to New Orleans in 1992.
Now, do you guys write and perform, you know, original music that you guys have created, or do you use others, or how does that work?
Yes, we do original music, but for this concert, we're doing original music from other artists that are really famous, like Louis Armstrong. I love that. I love that question, because all music's original at some point.
Well, yeah, you got me there. So, yeah, exactly. So,
but yeah, we're going to be doing a little tribute to Alan Toussaint, who wrote a lot of great jams. We're doing that as part of the concert, and we're doing music of Louis Armstrong in New Orleans. It's a mixture. It's a good mixture of songs. Most of them are recognizable.
Okay, and so yeah, so this is exciting stuff. So we look forward to having you to be here again. The concert's coming up on February 9th. The Dukes of Dixieland performing with the Southwest Michigan Symphony Orchestra. Joel, kind of bring us up to date on the time of the show, where we can get tickets, and more information about all of this, if you can.
So we're the show again is February 9th. It starts at 7:30 p.m. Doors open at 7. There is an optional dinner and concert package if you're interested. There's a 6 o'clock dinner at the college, so you would stay in the same building and then be able to go to the show afterwards. That's an additional $30 if you're interested. For tickets, there's two prices. There's a $20 ticket. There's a $35 ticket. All students are $5. And you can get tickets either by calling the symphony office at 269-982-4030. You can go to the symphony website at smso.org, or you can stop by. It's downtown St. Joe and 513 Ship Street.
And pick those up as well. Kevin, I was neglect to ask you, what instruments do you play?
I play trumpet.
Do you really? That's awesome. That's awesome. Have you been doing that since when?
I've been doing that since I was 12, and I started out getting private lessons when I was 13 and played with the youth orchestra, principal trumpet in the Florida Symphony Youth Orchestra.
Yeah, that's great.
For several years. And I got kind of bit by the New Orleans bug a little bit later, but I love playing with the symphony orchestras, most of the guys in the band are trained classically. Actually, everybody, most everybody has at least a bachelor's degree or master's degree in music, and we all know what's going on, and love performing.
Yeah,
and I love playing with the symphony.
Kevin Ray Clark, band leader for Dukes of Dixieland. They're going to be performing with Southwest Michigan Symphony Orchestra February 9th. That's a Saturday night, 7:30. Tickets and information, go to their website, SMSO. Kevin, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you on the 9th.
Thank you, Ray and Joelle. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Got something to say, brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Got something to say from News Talk 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.